Hello, friends, and welcome back. This is the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington, just outside beautiful Seattle, Washington, here in the United States and North America. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this planet a much better place. During the first hour, I interviewed an incredible healer named Lynn Fishman from Montreal, Canada, who spoke about her work and the IIIHS Spiritual Conference in Montreal from August 12th to the 21st, 2016. Both Lynn and I will be one of the keynote speakers there, and Michiko Hayashi will also be going to the conference as well. For more information, please see their website at www.iiihs.org. And I hope you all can come. It's a fabulous opportunity to meet over 60 people in the fields of health, spirituality, psychic abilities, with all kinds of wonderful information. During this second hour from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time will be a health and wellness hour with Michiko Hayashi, the Global Director of the Moto Peace Project, Erica Fair, who specializes in effective microorganisms, or EMs, for Washington State, for both your health and also for gardening, and Carolyn White, a wonderful psychic medium and chakra and aura photographer. Michiko will talk about how past karma can affect your physical and spiritual health now, and how these conditions can be corrected with Hado machines or vibrational machines. The machines were demonstrated at my recent Galactic Wisdom Conference last weekend, and she'll also be playing a wonderful new musical song called The Fairy of Water. With that, I'd like to welcome Michiko to the program. Michiko, hi. Welcome to Out of This World Radio. It's so good to have you here.
Hi, Ted. Thank you so much for bringing me here again. It's so good to be here again. Thank you.
Michiko, for those of you in the Olympia, Tacoma, and Seattle area, I want to tell everyone that she'll be giving a presentation tonight at the Triad Theater in downtown Yelm, Washington, from Olympia. It's only about 20-25 minutes there, and she'll be giving a presentation. Could you tell us, my listeners, a little bit about that?
Okay. Well, I'll be talking about the message from water. That's discovery of Dr. Emoto's, and I will be showing a lot of water crystals and also water that shows. We are water, 70% water, and whatever we say, however we feel, is affecting our physical condition and spiritual condition, and it's really deeply connected with our consciousness, individual and collective consciousness. So that's what I'm going to be talking about.
Okay, wonderful. Now, one thing, too, that I wanted to tell people is that, in addition to that, I think you've just scheduled an event at Stewart Springs, mm-hmm. Right outside Mount Shasta, California, for October 23rd, 2016. You'll be giving a presentation there, as I understand it, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And Stewart Springs is a very special and magical place because that's where Dr. Emoto gave a water blessing and also a presentation there in 2009.
That's correct. And, it's actually named Stewart Mineral Springs. It's very close to Mount Shasta and has such a beautiful energy there. Everyone who goes there will truly enjoy the atmosphere and the great quality of hot spring, natural spring. And I am just so honored to be able to give my presentation there, deeply connected with water.
The details need to be worked out, but it'll definitely be going on that evening. And then on the next day, on Monday, October 24th, from about 10 a.m. to 12 noon, I'll be giving my own presentation on messages from the great spirits, including Professor Albert Einstein, Michel de Nostradamus, and U.S. President John F. Kennedy. What I'd like to do now is to go ahead. Could you please introduce this music you'd like to play for everyone, Michiko?
Okay. Sure. Okay, it's called Fairy of Water, and singer Katsuaki Ikehata made this song, and is also singing. It's so beautiful because this music says, I just translated it today, and says, "Do you know that there are crystals in all waters? Fairy is protecting you. One drip of water in your body changes the formation of crystals depending on the words you use. Bad words destroy the crystals and thus hurt yourself. Your words are attracting things that are happening to you. Fairy knows everything. The more you are aware, the more they are aborted into words of love, love rain. And it's a beautiful song. And he was really touched by the message from water. And he's just helping, supporting a multi-peace project and part of a distribution of this children's book. So I would like everyone to listen to it.
Okay. Eric, could you please play the first 4 or 5 minutes of his song? And then we'll come right back on the air and continue Michiko's interview. Thank you so much.
dhadaku mizu no yosei wa namida de sono me o arai sugu soba ni hirogaru shiawase wo mitsuketa
Wow, what a beautiful song. Michiko, thank you so much for sharing that.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you so much for sharing this, beautiful music of Fairy of Water with everyone around the world. I think it's so beautiful.
Could you please tell my many listeners around the world the artist's name again and how they can get more information or order this music?
Okay. The artist's name is Katsuaki Ikehata, and the name of this song is Fairy of Water. Whoever who's interested in this music, please just contact me at Hayashi, spelled Hayashi, at hado.com. Hado is spelled Hado.com. One more time. Hayashi at hado.com. So I can connect them. Okay, thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Michiko. Now, this is something really important that many people may not understand, but you talked about earlier when we were off air about how karma can affect your physical and spiritual conditions now. Could you please tell me, for example, for people not familiar, what is karma exactly, Michi?
Okay, karma is something that you have had in your lifetime, maybe in your past, mostly past life or previous lives. And it can be something that the negative information that they had from your parents' side or from your ancestors also, that's a kind of energy, negative energy that you have in carrying it in this world. And a lot of times we don't realize what karma is doing to our physical or spiritual state. Like sometimes we get become sick because of this karma.
Well, to give an example, if I may, let's say you had a grandfather, for mm-hmm. example, who was a professional bank robber, and all he would do is rob banks. And let's say that now you're in this lifetime, and of course you don't rob banks, but your grandfather did as a living. And now, could negative karma be, for example, you're having terrible financial problems to experience the financial difficulties because of your grandfather's actions?
That's funny. Yes, I think it's possible. It's it can be what it is that we receive or the negative energy of what he did in the past is still here that can affect me or my family. So that we won't be very successful or we become very sick. And so it can be any negative state we can be, condition or whatever.
Now, I have to ask you a very important question. You were here last weekend at the Galactic Wisdom Conference with Dr. Yoshi from Tokyo demonstrating these Hado machines. Hado in Japanese means vibration. And as I understand it, Michi, that we all have a certain vibration or frequency. However, when we have a health problem, physical condition, or a spiritual problem, the vibration may be off or not what it should be. And these machines actually correct the vibration. Is that correct? They correct karma? Can they correct negative karma?
They can. Hado machine can do anything. It changes your life for the better. What it does is it detects all the negative information to find out what is the cause of the unhappiness, for example, or the disease you have. And then it most likely comes from the past karma or your ancestors' karma. And then what we do is we cancel that negative information into what we cancel that negative information and imprint that code numbers to the water and then have the client or patient drink it And that way we can heal that negative karma. It's really amazing, but that's something that Haddo machine can do.
Well, not all the details have been worked out, but I wanted to give everyone around the world heads up that after the Galactic Wisdom Conference on March 10, 11, and 12 next year, which will be held in the Olympia area, we will be asking Dr. Yoshi to come back. Those things need to be finalized on the dates and everything for his time. But we will. I think it's fair to say that there will be another chance for people to experience these machines.
I think so. I think Yoshi will be most likely coming back if people are really, there's a demand and people want to learn more about this machine, and there are people who would like to buy them or learn how to use it, then he will be happy to probably, he's a busy, busy person, but he'll be happy to come back, I think.
Well, that's amazing. Michiko, you shared a very important lesson for people about karma, and the Haddo machines, which are amazing machines, aren't they?
They are. Actually, Dr. Emoto treated more than 10,000 people with using this Haddo machine. He was a doctor of alternative medicine and treating people with water using this Haddo machine. So it's an incredible machine.
Incredible. Well, also, too, I wanted to tell people that Michiko will be having a series of presentations here on the West Coast in late October and early November, later this fall. As that schedule is solidified, we will let you know, of course, of the conference schedule. But one of the places that you will be giving a presentation will be at the Stewart Mineral Springs, just outside Mount Shasta, on October 23rd, 2016, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. More details will be posted on our website. Also tonight at the Triad Theater in beautiful Yelm, Washington, she'll be giving a very special presentation tonight, Messages from Water, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And I urge you all to come. This is a chance to see her. She's from Tokyo. And it'll be a time for you could meet her as well.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Ted. I look forward to meeting everyone. And also, today, I will be giving one presentation, and on Sunday also, between 2 and 4, in Tacoma at
the Crystal Voyage Bookstore. It's right next to the Tacoma Mall, just off 38th, okay. And that'll be from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday, June 19th, and I urge you all to come to that if you can't come to tonight's presentation.
Okay, thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much, Michiko, for coming on today. I really appreciate your time. Next, what I'd like to do is introduce my next wonderful guest, who's Carolyn White. She's a PhD, a certified Aura Video Station Consultant, as well as a doctor of clinical hypotherapy. And one of the books that she's written is called Think It, Say It, and Be It, How to Use Words to Change Your Life, which is just amazing. And she's a wonderful lady. I've known Carolyn for the last couple of years, and she attended my Galactic Wisdom Conference both last year and this year as well. And with that, I'd like to bring Carolyn onto the show. This is a Health and Wellness Hour, and I couldn't think of a better person to have on for Health and Wellness.
Oh, thank you so much, Ted. Just really appreciate being here. I'm honored to be here today. And one of the things that has been a theme is the vibrational energy. Your first guest, Lynn, talked about words, gratitude, love. And as my work with aura and chakra imaging and my clients, and I've been doing this for over 10 years now using a software program, that in some respects is very similar to the Haddo machines in that it reads people's vibrations. And one of the things that I have seen over the years is there's a lot of people that have love. They want to give, they want to help the world out, yet they need to realize that the first person that needs love and attention is themselves. And I think that when we are in the, like I was talking to Michiko earlier about Dr. Emoto's work, most of the time when they had love and gratitude shown to a crystal or and self-love, the crystal just became beautiful. And actually, Dr. Emoto's work really reinforced what I've been doing over the past years with having talking to people about raising their vibration as living at the higher vibration. When that happens, it brings health to them. It brings well-being. It brings happiness. When they're living from the what I call the higher octave energies of all the seven chakras.
Well, that's amazing. That is just amazing. Now, one thing that you do that I'm just astounded with is you use special photography to photograph people's auras. And you told me during the conference last weekend that the machines that you use the same technology perhaps as the Hado machines. Is that correct? Or something similar?
Yes, it's very similar because the Hado machines read the vibrational energies that are coming through the meridians, the bioplasma, the energy that's flowing through the body. And we do the same thing with the aura machine. The difference is in how it is interpreted and the application. What we see a lot of times is the energy that is deficient in someone has a certain signature. And so it's really in the interpretation and the application, but it's very similar and a modern technology.
Now, Michiko talked about karma before. Could you please explain that concept to my listeners? I just was interested in hearing your definition of it.
Karma is a Sanskrit word that literally means action. And it is a cause and effect. So what are actions? Actions are your deeds. Actions are also your words. And your words come from your thoughts. So with karma, if you have very life-affirming, positive words, then your deeds, your actions, your thoughts will be positive karma. And they will resonate with your body, they will resonate with others, and again, bring health and well-being to you. Negative karma is like, well, if grandfather goes out and robs that bank, and he keeps robbing banks, then his actions and his deeds are a lower octave vibrational energy, because he is being dishonest, he is stealing from people. So that energy stays with the individual. What happens with anything like this, the energy form can go from, carry on through the soul, through different generations. If I may offer an analogy, we all have source energy. And this source energy provides us the light of life. Our higher self, our soul, acts as the prism for this source energy and breaks it down into a living rainbow, which relates to the chakras. And when there is interference in that communication between source energy, the higher self, and the individual, what happens is when we lose that message, of the higher vibrational energy, then that's negative karma. And people, that can create dis-ease in the body. It can create emotional dis-ease.
That's amazing because many years ago I visited Egypt, and at the pyramids of Luxor in central Egypt along the river there, the Nile, there's hieroglyphs, and people have interpreted that to say that every disease is actually a dis-ease. In other words, if you split disease into two infinitives, mm-hmm. dis-ease, then every disease has a spiritual component of stress or a misalignment of hado or vibration.
Precisely, because we are vibration. That's, we are coalesced energy. And the thing that I find in dealing with people is that once they realize that, then they really can cure themselves. It's all about the vibration. It's all about living at that higher energy.
Wonderful. And how do you, let's say, for example, you do a aura photography of someone, or you do a reading. You're a very talented and gifted psychic.
Thank you.
And I'm so happy to have you on today. No, you really are. And let's say someone, you discover a problem. Let's say someone has a broken heart or is depressed. What do you recommend? I mean, Michiko does the with the Hado machines, they were vibrational water, but how do you help people? Just curious.
Oh, there are many ways. I look at each of the seven major chakras, the levels, and I can determine whether it is something at the there's emotional, physical level. One thing that I will always give them is that, one, have them realize that regardless of what is going on in their life, they are a special, beautiful human being.
Mm-hmm.
They are a god or they are a goddess. They are a sovereign being. So that's one thing that I always emphasize and want them to take away. And really, it depends on, there's a lot of things that I work with. Color, I work with crystals, I work with different forms of meditation, energy work. One of the things that I always give to people is, because I see a lot of this in Western society, is there's the setting the boundaries and having the self-love. And so I suggest a lot of times, if I see this as an issue, is to have the person stand in front of a mirror every morning, lay their hands across their heart, and look in the mirror, and look in their eyes, and say, "You are special. I love you." And this, doing this every day. I see myself as more of a coach, because with a coach, I love to empower people. So I give them tasks, or I give them certain things to do. And as you were saying earlier, Ted, it's really all about the small steps. It's little things to do every day. It's smiling at someone. It's being courteous. It is when you're in traffic, as to bless and forgive those that are that cut you off instead of questioning their ancestry. So really, it's all about, it's not some grandiose, we are part of a grandiose plan, and what we do on a day-to-day basis, minute by minute, is really important that we keep living at the higher vibration of each one of the chakras, and to always remember that it's all about love and gratitude.
That's amazing. Now, as a psychic and medium, you also go into people's past lives, is that correct?
I've gone into previous existences as well as future existences. Because one of the things, from an energetic point of view, and this is another thing to remember, is that now is the present is the only moment. And a lot of people, if you think about it, like guilt is living in the past, anxiety is living in the future. So we are to be present in the present is one of the most important energetic things that we can learn. And there are echoes from these other existences that our soul has experienced that come from the past. And also there's things that I have seen and worked with people that they have memories of future existences. So really all time is here right now in the present.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, and you don't have to answer this question if you choose. You have the right to remain silent. but what do you see in 25 words or less of anything in my past or in my future?
You're limiting me to 25 words?
No, you can have more than 25 words. 26 words is fine.
In your past, you have had very, very ancient. I see you working with energy, in fact, far before the Atlantean age. And then there was a time when you were in the Atlantis, and then, okay, I'm over my 25 words.
That's fine. Oh. No, keep continuing. have more words, as many as you want. Yeah, it's fine.
There's been, you were living off world. You were living in, I get more of a Pleiadian type of energy.
That's right.
And then in the future, I see a mixture of Earth and Pleiadian in about like 150 years in the future. There's what you're doing right now is very important for the planet. It's also important for your karma because there were certain things that happened back in Atlantis that you're learning about now, and you're bringing that energy in and working for peace and harmony and love all around this particular planet. And also you being here right now has a lot to do. There's been things, and we've talked about this, and that's way more than 25 words, but getting into the healing the planet and actually diverting some energies that were coming forth in the 1960s and 70s. And so you are part of that energy that helped to deflect these and bring about more harmony for the world.
Wonderful. Well, I know that I was in Atlantis 12,500 years ago, and back then I tried to, with other people, a lot of other people, tried to turn things around. But we weren't able to do it. So my life purpose now is to come back again and try it again, except I know this time things will work out fine.
Yes, that's part of karma, is learning the lesson.
That's right. Well, tell me, how long have you been doing this kind of work, Carolyn?
The aura and chakra imaging for over 10 years, working with the esoteric energy, hypnosis for just about 40 years.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on today for this program. And is there anything else you'd like to tell my listeners around the world about your wonderful work?
I'd like to leave everybody with a quick exercise here. And this is with connecting with other people. Put your hands over your heart and take a couple deep breaths. And then just imagine green. And then stand across from another person and imagine a golden figure eight going out from your heart to their heart. So the infinity symbol. So just hold your hand over your heart and just breathe in that green. And then imagine the figure eight, the golden figure eight, connecting your heart and the heart of another individual. And just how does that feel? Just notice how that feels when you're reaching out heart to heart to another person. Love to you all.
Beautiful. What a beautiful gift. What a beautiful gift. And with that, I'd like to give a quick healing prayer, if I may, to Fukushima and to the people of Japan, because we're going to be talking to Erica Fair, who's a wonderful lady. She does a lot of work for distributing and marketing of what's called effective microorganisms, and people are using that in Japan right now to clean up Fukushima. But I want to, first off, on that beautiful note, I want everyone to say this quick water prayer and send it with lots of love and light, not only to the people of Fukushima, but also all of Japan and the Moto Peace Project. And it goes something like this. If you could say it three times, it'd be wonderful. Water, we are sorry.
Water, we're sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
And water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
Two more times, please. Water, we are sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
And one last time, please, and please send it with lots of love and light to Fukushima and the people of Japan, the Moto Peace Project. Water, we are sorry.
Water, we are sorry.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, please forgive us.
Water, we thank you.
Water, we thank you.
And water, we love you.
Water, we love you.
And thank you so much, arigato gozaimasu, for my friends in Japan, which means thank you very much in Japanese. And with that, I'd like to introduce a wonderful lady named Erica Fair. She is the distributor and markets and sells what's called effective microorganisms here in Washington State. And just as a quick little background on what EM, what they're called EMR, actually, they are bacteria that actually can eat radiation and clean up pollution. And one of the lessons for us here in Washington State is that I believe if we used EM against the pollution problems and radiation problems at Hanford, that Hanford could be completely cleaned up very quickly and effectively without any side effects and very cheaply as well. But with that, what I'd like to do is bring Erica on. And Erica, hi. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Ted, for having me here. It's my pleasure. And I welcome you all out there, and thank you for listening. And I don't see you, but I love you all. Just like the microbes, we can't see them, but I love them.
How does EM work, Erica? Could you please explain how they work?
EM, effective microorganisms, is sort of totally different from what we know, like chemical agents or something like that, because it is a living solution. There are living microbes in it. And it is sort of the wisdom and intelligence of millions of years, you know, of Mother Nature. And so Mother Nature knows best what to do. And the microbes are actually able to deal with our pollution and and restore our polluted environment, and this is really very beautiful. And also what I like that you can actually communicate with them. They have a consciousness just like us, and they respond to our consciousness. If, for instance, you are using it and you are one of those guys who are trained to disinfect everything, and if you think of microbes, you start to get afraid, you fall into fear, then they notice it. They will not do a good job for you. Just as a farmer in Germany, all his colleague farmers told him, you must use this, this is beautiful, and your plants will grow like crazy. But he doubted, and after 4 years he started and tried it, and then it did not work because he was doubting.
Well, one thing I'd like to say is that there was a wonderful film that I showed at my Galactic Wisdom Conference last weekend on Friday night. And the film director's name is Tetsushiro Tori. He's one of Japan's most famous film directors. And the film that he came out with was a film called Revival. And it was called Revival because it was all about how effective microorganisms are cleaning up Fukushima and also the rivers around Tokyo. And I believe the doctor's name was a Dr. Hiro?
Higa,
Dr. Higa, H-I-G-A. And you can Google him on the web if you like. But he's a very famous doctor in Japan where he used these effective microorganisms to clean up pollution. And also, they have lots of different uses, including really increasing your produce yields from your garden or trees, for example, fruit trees. And in Tokyo, around the Fukushima area, the film documents how the people using EM, or effective microorganisms, have cleanly and safely cleaned up 80 to 90% of the radiation right around Fukushima in the soils there by simply spreading around the EM in the soils, which go out and eat the radiation. I can't think of a better way to clean up the environment and planet Earth. Another thing that they've done in Tokyo is that they've cleaned up the rivers in Tokyo, so now they've got salmon runs in Tokyo, and there's actually a salmon season now in Tokyo. Believe it or not, think that what they could do at the Thames in London, for my friends in England listening now, you could clear up the Thames and you could have a salmon run in London. Salmon fishing in London? If they could have salmon fishing in Tokyo, why not salmon fishing in London, England? Or, for that matter, they could restore the Hudson River in New York City. They could have a salmon run Atlantic salmon run in the Hudson, because if you look at the accounts of when the first European settlers arrived in what was called New Amsterdam in New York City back in the 17th century, they had plenty of salmon coming up that river. They don't have it now, of course, because of the pollution and everything, but that would be amazing to restore that river to the part that it had before. His movie is not available here in North America. We may be showing it again. It depends on the director, but it's an amazing concept. And as I mentioned before, it would be a wonderful way to clean up the Gulf of Mexico, which I think is still a problem from the oil pollutants there. You don't hear much about it on the mass media here in the United States, but I think it's still a problem. If they use effective microorganisms, so they could cleanly and cheaply clear up that pollution as well. Puget Sound, I know that the water quality in parts of Puget Sound is not the best, simply because it's a slow-moving body of water. And I know from my own research, it takes almost 100 years for the water to flush out and be replenished again from water from the ocean, so that if they did use effective microorganisms, they could clean it up. And certainly Hanford is another area where it could be cleaned up completely with these microorganisms be very a wonderful thing to do.
Yes, I may mention, Japan, there is a huge bay. It's called Seto Inland Sea, and in the 90s it was totally polluted, just like Puget Sound in our area. And it took only 5 years because all the sewage plants around they started to use it, and so it attracted little fish. It attracted little fish, and that made a noise. And so all around the bay, all the sewage plants use these microbes. And what it does is actually the sewage is transformed to a probiotic solution that is sort of like a remedy, you know. And after 5 years, they could harvest seaweeds and oysters could be harvested. All was back to health.
Now, this is a health and wellness hour, not only for people, but also the planet as well. But the other thing I wanted to ask you about is, how can effective microorganisms, for example, help someone's health condition?
The first place is, if you have a garden and you have healthy plants and you have healthy nutrition, that is one thing to remember. We have also health products. This is called a probiotic, and it is a special formula, but in essence it shouldn't be too different. The only thing is there's a little bit of aloe vera in it, and because you can't sell dietary supplements without the nutrients. Mm-hmm. But in essence, I have to say, the same microbes that are in the soil, in the water, everywhere in our environment, they are very similar to those we have in our gut. And it is also the same process. So what do the microbes do? Their job is to break down nutrients, you know, all the leaves that fall down. And so, you know, it's not like if you think, how does it come? How does this transform to earth? And you have this lovely black soil then. You may think simply by time. Time goes by and, you know, it decomposes. No, if nobody is at home, you know, doing the job, and these are the microbes, they break down all the organic matter and so into the most minute building blocks, so that new life can come from it. And also in our gut, if you had taken antibiotics, you know that your microflora is depleted and you have to build it up in order to be able to absorb the nutrients. Yeah, it's the same function. And of course, there is this probiotic that I think it is a very good one. And what?
Wonderful, wonderful, Erica. Now, if people wanted to order this from you, how do they reach you? Or do you have a website or contact information?
Yeah, you told me that my website is visible, but I can repeat it. It is www.naturesmicros, the B is missing, naturesmicros, stuart.com. That's it. And you can reach me there. And I'm happy to ship. Because, you know, on the label of the EM, the label is so small, you can't write down all the uses and details. And so if you want to order, you could also send an email and I will send you more information. There is, for instance, you can apply it for composting. That is fantastic. You can compost all your kitchen waste. And it's interesting because you always think of composting like aerating. The big facilities, you know, they do it like that. But nature has a different way. It is more likely fermentation. So it's the other way around. You keep out the air, and then you will, because oxidation, what it does, it burns nutrients. So you will save the nutrients and even enhance the quality, because the microbes produce, in their metabolism, they produce enzymes, lactic acid and vitamins, antioxidants, and this is then in your soil, in your compost. That makes a big difference. So I would be glad to send you information about that. My website is sort of, you know, waiting for more information, but you always can send me an email.
Okay, what is your email address, please?
It is naturesmicros@hotmail.com. Very simple.
Okay, wonderful. Now, one of the things, too, that your products do is that you say you energize water. How does it do that?
Actually, it's a byproduct. It is clay, sort of burnt to ceramics. And it's a very interesting process. You keep out the air, and then the microbes are actually still living in the ceramic. Sounds weird, but it makes sense, because in the early days of our Earth, there was a hot soup and microbes were living there already. But in the first place, there was no oxygen, so they could survive the hot temperatures over there. And then, because they were the ones who were producing the oxygen, by splitting water into hydrogen and oxygen. And they lived off of the hydrogen and created all the oxygen that we can live off today, you know, we humans. So it's beautiful. They sort of created all the life functions and you know, and our environment so that we can live. So we can be very grateful for them.
Well, Erica, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. You have such an interesting work that you do with effective microorganisms. And I know that I just found out about this several weeks ago, just before the conference. And when you were at the conference, and of course when I showed Tetsu Shiratori's film on revival, on how EM is being used to clean up the world, I was really impressed by it. And I just want to thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you, Erica, so much. We have a few minutes left, and I wanted to remind you all that that Michiko Hayashi will be giving a wonderful presentation tonight from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Triad Theater in downtown Yelm. Also, too, she'll be giving another presentation at the Crystal Voyage Bookstore in Tacoma, just off 38, on Sunday from 2 p.m. to about 4 p.m. I wanted to tell everyone as well that next week, 1 week from today, I'll be having two wonderful guests. During the first hour, I'll be interviewing Simon Parkes, who is a famous English politician, but he's also he's had a very interesting background. He told me during an interview I had with him recently that one-third of his soul is human. One-third of his soul is mantis, praying mantis, and one-third of his soul is reptilian. And his parents were actually from British intelligence services, and he says he's a lot more than what meets the eye in terms of his physical appearance. Physically, he looks human, but from a soul area, he's one-third human again, one-third mantis or insectoid, and one-third reptilian. Mm-hmm. Now, he decided at an early age to be benevolent and go with the human and insect and the mantis parts of his soul. So he's a very benevolent man, and he's got a lot of interesting things to say. He also understands the reptilians and how they are, and he's got some very interesting and valuable information. He'll be on my show 1 week from today, live from London, England, from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific time. And then on the second hour, I'll be interviewing a wonderful man named Rolf Stoll, S-T-R-O-L. Now, if you don't, Rolf is an interesting man. He's one of the world's few plant psychics. And he's got both a PhD in biology. He's also a psychic as well. He just came out with a fascinating new book called The Curious Life of Plants. It's available on Amazon, and we'll be talking about that. And a lot of other psychics, you know, some psychics specialize in pets, and they talk to cats and dogs who have passed on. Other people talk to humans, and I'm in that group. I also talk to pets as well who have passed on. But Rolf is one of the few people in the world who I know who actually talk to plants. And so this will be a fascinating time to listen to what he has to say. And with that, what I'd like to do is to wrap up my program. We've got a couple of minutes with Carolyn, words of wisdom from both Carolyn and Michiko. They're both here with me now. And Michiko, I'd like for you to give a couple of minutes to wrap up your wonderful interview and some about your work with Love and Gratitude.
Okay. Thank you, Ted. It's so nice to be back here once again. Thank you very much, all the listeners, for listening to Ted's program and listening to me. And I would like to finish with everyone sending much love and gratitude to everyone, because when we have this feeling of love and gratitude to yourself, to others, and not only to human beings, but to all the beings on this earth, then the world will be peaceful, harmonious place, and that's all we need, and that's all we want. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Michiko, for sharing that. And Carolyn?
I echo those sentiments, and I remind everybody out there that when things seem to get a little tough, stop, take about 3 deep breaths, if you can, close your eyes unless you're driving, and give thanks for where you are, and give love to yourself, because there isn't anything in this world. We talk about karma. Remember, karma are actions. So make your actions life-affirming and positive.
Okay, wonderful. Just wonderful. And I know that our future is very, very bright. And if we all work together, we can and will make this planet a much better place. Next year, I know that that we've been down this road before. And the timeline changed actually about 5.5 years ago after Fukushima. And we no longer are on a track now for a third world war. And I know that our future, not only for ourselves and our children and our children's children, will be much, much better. And so I want everyone to keep that in mind. Sure, we're going to have problems. There's a lot of challenges ahead of us as a planet to address. But I know that things are going to get much, much better than they have been. And I want to thank you all for listening today. I have started a television show called Out of This World Television. I have about 8 or 9 different episodes waiting to be put on YouTube and Vimeo. I was busy with the conference, but hopefully in the next week, 10 days, they will be placed there, including some wonderful interviews with Michiko Hayashi on her work with the Immortal Peace Project will be on. I'll give you more details next week and post links on my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. And I want to thank you so much for listening today. If you are in the Olympia area again, please come on by to the Yelm Theater. Michiko will be giving a wonderful presentation tonight from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And then she'll be again in Tacoma, Washington at the Crystal Voyage Bookstore from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And with that, I want to wish everyone a wonderful and beautiful, happy weekend. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.